The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And when in doubt, cheese or herbs are like my two go-to. I'm going to have scrambled eggs or an omelet and I want to dress them up a little bit. Can be goat cheese, could be cheddar cheese, could be cream cheese and everything bagel seasoning. It's a lot you can do with scrambled eggs and omelets.
Welcome to Didn't I Just Feed You?
A podcast about feeding kids.
Hey, this is Stacy and Megan.
Y'all, we are getting near the end of our summer solution series. Why do I sound so happy? My kids are going back to school.
I wonder.
But in August, we will be getting back to our longer episodes, serving up school lunch insights, easy weeknight meals, you know, all the things you already love about Didn't I Just Feed You?
Today, we're talking about one of our favorite subjects. I feel like I want to pause here to see if longtime listeners can take a guess. I guess they probably know from the title. But you guys, we talk about eggs all the time and how much we love them. But we were so excited to do a very specific summer solution egg episode because these are all the ways that you can turn eggs into a quick, easy, delicious meal. But before we get into it, a very quick reminder that there are even more recipe recommendations, product recommendations after each episode in our amazing Didn't I Just Feed You community. Anyone can join the message boards with just an email that we don't share.
Yes. We also, this is very exciting. I wish there was a drum roll. Maybe Samantha can add it. Recently changed our membership options to offer more choices at more affordable contributions too. And we'd love to have you as a supporting member if you're able. We've got some new member benefits, including access to Didn't I Just Feed You recipes and those bonus episodes. To learn more, go to didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community.
Okay. So eggs. Let's get into it.
Stacy, we are like kind of taking it back to classic Didn't I Just Feed You? And we're going to treat these episodes like the segment we used to call Lightning Round.
Yes! That's so funny. I love it. Warms my heart.
It warms my heart too. I love it.
So like this isn't going to be like the one on eggs where we explain about the proteins and souffles and blah, blah, blah. This is going to just be a quick fire round of our favorite ways to use eggs with a focus on meals that are all year round, because I think most of what we cook is like family friendly and all year round friendly. But like we're going to also focus on summer produce, especially in some upcoming summer solution episodes. Like this is about getting through the freaking summer.
Yes. So today's lightning round, if you will, today's summer solution is quick meals with eggs. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. I would argue anything you can make for breakfast can be lunch and dinner and vice versa.
Totally.
So hopefully it's really easy. We both love and adore hard-boiled eggs. So should we start there? I feel like in May, I started getting back in the habit of hard-boiling like a half a dozen eggs every week for these quick meals. What about you?
Yes, absolutely. Love hard-boiled eggs. And actually, when we say hard-boiled, we mean just like boiled eggs because we love, right? A jammy egg. It just depends on what you're cooking, what it's for. Like for breakfast, my kids really want hard-boiled eggs. Like in the morning, they don't want that jammy egg thing. It already is like a little iffy for them. But at dinner time, for some reason, they're like all for it. I think it's funny. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. And there's this thing of like my kids will pull the yolks out of the eggs, the hard cooked or even like sort of soft jammy yolks, unless it's like in a bowl of ramen where there's already broth and then the yolk just becomes part of the broth.
Yes, totally.
Which I used to get annoyed with, but it's actually like a superb opportunity to put stuff inside the egg white, like almost a deviled egg, but without the egg yolk, because they don't love that. Yes.
That's so smart. One of my favorite things to do is to nestle them in a quick curry sauce. You know, okay. So sometimes I'll just take a can of diced tomatoes, right? I'll start with shallots or onion, garlic, ginger, saute that up. Then add some like curry powder or garam masala, something really like simple. I'm not mixing a ton of, you know, spices, although that's easy to do too, especially if you do a lot of Indian cooking and you have one of those like tiffin trays with the spices already selected. You can just like put a teaspoon of each and then just dump the diced tomatoes in there. And you're basically making like a very quick and dirty, like curried tomato sauce. And then nestle already hard-boiled eggs in there and serve it with yogurt and cilantro. But you could do it with the store-bought sauces. Maya Kaimel makes really great, like any of their curried sauces. Instead of adding chicken, just warm it up. Maybe add chickpeas, maybe not. Maybe throw veg scraps that are about to go bad in there, maybe not. And then again, those hard-boiled eggs, which hopefully you've cooked ahead of time because that just makes this even faster and easier. Cut them in half, nestle them in, and like heat until they're warmed through. It's one of my favorite, more lunchy meat. It's actually great for breakfast too, if you love a savory breakfast. I do have a lunchy, dinnery association.
Yeah. Okay. You said that I was like, oh, we're talking about boiled eggs, but I want that curry with like tomatoes and chickpeas, shakshuka style, like with simmered eggs in it too. So that's like a double. You gave us a double idea. Yes. I love it.
Totally. So, and I have shakshuka on my list as well, because I think that people think of that like saucy, the tomato sauce, traditional shakshuka. There are green versions that I've seen around, but really use that concept just the same way you took it from hard-boiled eggs to cracking the eggs in it and then putting in the oven and baking it to finish. With any kind of sauce, if you have leftover rice and a little leftover whatever sauce, pesto, pasta sauce, you know, if it will go well with eggs, do it. Like put the sauce in a high-sided pan. Again, add those scraps, the beans, the veg, whatever, and then crack the eggs in there and put it in the oven. So it becomes just like a kind of egg bake.
Yeah, egg bakes forever. Okay, more boiled ideas, Phyllis.
Putting them on salads to make them hefty. We have a whole episode on summer salads too, where we talk about like really turning salad into dinner. It doesn't always have to be with grilled salmon or grilled chicken. Eggs do the same thing.
I have Niçoise salad on my list because I think that's a really fresh way to do salad in the summer. And you can like use hard-boiled eggs. You can use canned tuna. You can boil the little tiny Yukon Gold potatoes after you hard cook the eggs. And that's something I love to have on hand for quick breakfast. But then when they're cold, they can also be served as part of this Niçoise salad. And if your kids are salad averse, oh, and green beans. Again, you can blanch those in the boiling water. Like once you have it going, do all this prep. And that can be stuff you eat throughout the week. But then you can pull it together as a salad or a sort of like snacky plate. Like my kids are not really into arugula and mixed greens, which I love for a Niçoise. But if you gave them hard-boiled eggs, tuna with a little vinaigrette on it, beans, boiled potatoes, and like a piece of grilled or toasted bread, they would eat that on a regular Tuesday.
Yeah, yes. So would I. Delicious. I love that. We also have a whole episode on hummus bowls. And we talked about like sauteing ground beef and like all these different things, or lamb or leftover rotisserie chicken, but just an egg. So like you get the store-bought hummus, you chop up some cucumber, tomato, any like fresh summer veg you have around, get a little parsley, hard-boiled egg on top, you know, drizzle with olive oil, sprinkle with sumac or whatever your favorite spices are. And that really is a dinner that can come together in 10 minutes. It's delicious too.
Also, you could do the same concept with a grain bowl, like any sort of cooked grains. You don't even have to cook them. You can buy those sort of like envelopes of pre-cooked grains and do any sort of fresh produce or fresh fruit even. Like I'm thinking of cucumbers and snap peas and maybe cherries on top of the grains with a couple of hard-boiled eggs and a little dressing. And that would be a so good lunch option.
And I want to take us full circle because I went from hard boiled eggs and you were like, what about just cracking the eggs in there? Now you're talking about hard boiled eggs on grain bowls. And I'm going to say, what about just cracking them in there? Like taking one of those, like Seeds of Change is a brand I've been using lately.
Yes.
It has like grain medleys, taking a couple packets of those, an enchilada sauce, a package of black beans, like maybe a dozen cousins or phyllos, and just putting that in a high-sided pan and cracking a few eggs and putting in the oven to bake and serving with tortilla chips or tortillas. So good.
You just took me into chilaquiles territory.
Yes, let's
now
do
too,
it. Let's
where
do
I'm
it.
Like, okay, well, if you're going to take enchilada sauce or salsa and put it in a pan, why don't you throw some tortilla chips in there? Don't cook them until they're really softened, but go ahead and crack your eggs in and then put them in the oven. You can do cheese on top, or you can do like chopped cherry tomatoes, avocado, a little sort of summery pico de gallo. I love chilaquiles. I think I'm going to put that on my summer meal plan on the regular.
I love them too. It's so delicious. And I really like making it if you ever get takeout from your local Mexican restaurant and you get like tortilla chips delivered and you get more like home style or restaurant style, but you don't finish them all, which I don't know. Who doesn't finish tortilla chips?
If you we always seem to have a bag of dregs in
right?
the pantry,
exactly.
Either a store-bought or restaurant style. Yeah.
Yes, it's a great thing to make. So are we into like fried egg territory now?
Are we still talking about baked eggs in a sort of way?
I fry my chilaquiles.
Oh, do you?
I do.
I do it shakshuka style.
Oh, I fry
it. Where I crack them on top. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
We can get into fried eggs.
But we can go. Do you have any more baked egg ideas?
I was just thinking about bibimbap.
Yeah.
The sheet pan version that we love so much.
Yes.
You can do that. Like you can do sheet pan style fried or baked eggs with like frozen hash browns and sausage. All of that can go in the oven at once. You'll probably need 2 sheet pans. I also learned from working with the Grill Dads that you can do those sort of sheet pan meals on the grill if
yes,
you want
I
to
love
this summer.
That.
If it's too hot to heat up like your oven inside the house.
I just want to say one thing about that sheet pan bibimbap, which is that I personally find it easier to do everything on the sheet pan. And instead of using a second sheet pan, just to fry the eggs in a non-stick skillet on the stove.
Yeah, I feel like you've mentioned that in an
episode
before.
Yeah, I just like saying that because I've tried it both ways and I feel very like strongly about it. And I think it's just a preference thing. I don't think it's like better or anything. But I have a couple of friends who make that recipe all the time too, who agree. So just putting it out there in case that works for someone better.
It's definitely a different texture when you bake eggs in that sort of fried sunny side up style. The whites are always a little bit more chewy than if you fry them, where they're more tender. So I love that tip. I was going to try to sell you guys on like baked eggs if you keep heavy cream on hand, which I do, and you have a lot of herbs and you have some ramekins. I really, really love them.
I do too.
And then shout out like egg cups, which, you know, we're used to the like muffin tin frittatas or egg bites. That's very popular right now. But you can also take a piece of white bread and sort of flatten it out and stick it in a muffin cup and then crack an egg on top of it and bake it that way. Or you could do prosciutto or ham. You can add veggies if you want to. And it's less frittata style and more baked egg style where there's still the distinct white and yolk. And those are really great to just like make a batch at the beginning of the week and have for quick breakfast if you like.
I think that's really great, especially in the summer when kids are home more. Having like a good high protein, ready to go breakfast or lunch, because sometimes you just want to like get out and go to the park or the pool like early so you can come back either for nap time or that like afternoon wind down time because it's just too hot. And I mean, especially with older kids who start to sleep late, like by the time they wake up and get ready and then breakfast, you know, it can be like half the day can be over. So I love that we're not just thinking about late afternoon and dinner meals, but we're also thinking about breakfast and like those early meals that can get us up and at them.
Yes. Also, I can't believe we talked about boiled eggs and we didn't mention egg salad.
I have a whole sandwich section. So yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Can I do one more baked thing before
please,
we go?
Please
so
do.
Quiche. I know quiche can seem, it's like 1980s fancy. I feel like our generation of like,
it's classic grown cool.
up. We've grown up with this idea that it's like fancy, like every brunch, like old school, like beginning Martha Stewart. It's like have a quiche, but it's really so easy, especially if you buy a store-bought crust. And also, you don't need a crust. I've actually done things like I've taken leftover grains, like quinoa and rice, and just pressed it into a pie plate and then pour the quiche filling on top too. Like there's a lot you can do that you can get rid of stuff. Again, bits and bobs go into the egg and then you bake it up. It's great. It's easy.
Yeah. Also, there are recipes that exist for crustless quiche or magic crust quiche, which I think you add like flour to the mixture, flour or cornstarch, and then it sort of like makes a crust on the outside. Strada's, which we have a really wonderful Strada recipe, which is like bread inside the custard, bread and veggies, instead of like doing a whole crust. It's super great if you have leftover bits of bread. And then frittatas, too, are technically finished in the oven. So do they count in the same category as quiches? I think yes.
I love it. Okay. I know we said sandwiches, but you said frittatas. And I think frittata is really important. And I just want to go back to basics for a second. Frittata makes me think of omelets, which makes me also think of scrambled eggs and just like the classic preparations. Always good just to keep it simple and basic. No one will complain. But I do just want to say that so many cultures and cuisines use eggs as part of their home cooking traditions, a lot of eggs in street food preparations. So if you're feeling like scrambled eggs, I love that, but I just don't want scrambled eggs and bacon or whatever. Again, scrambled eggs and toast. Just do a search. I did a search and I found two different Indian style scrambled eggs, a curry and egg bhurji, which forgive me if I'm butchering the pronunciation, but you know, there's also Vietnamese style omelets. Like there's so much out there that can make really basic egg preparations a little bit more exciting and interesting without adding a whole lot of work, but it just spices it up. It gives you a little variation. But you still have that ease of like a quick omelet, a quick frittata, a quick scrambled egg dish.
Yes. And when in doubt, cheese or herbs are like my two go-to. I'm going to have scrambled eggs or an omelet and I want to dress them up a little bit. Can be goat cheese, could be cheddar cheese, could be cream cheese and everything bagel seasoning. It's a lot you can do with scrambled eggs and omelets.
Stacey, I don't know about you, but I've been in a major spring cleaning mode, including purging and organizing my closet. I'm putting away winter sweaters and donating things that don't work for me anymore. But I'm so excited to be pulling out some of my favorite items from Quince to put back into rotation.
Totally. I love the pieces that I bought from Quince last year, too. And neither of us should really be surprised. We love Quince for their quality. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Which means I can actually add some pieces back to my closet after my spring clear out. I love the linen pants and top I got last season so much, but my next purchase is one of Quince's gorgeous 100% washable silk skirts.
Oh, that's so pretty. And the best part? All Quince items from silk to 14 karat gold are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I snagged my favorite oversized cashmere boyfriend cardigan from Quince instead of any other brand.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/DIJFY for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere, and while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone, even our last-minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you, too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up, and the process is automated, so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today. This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, just like an early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply.
I mean, one of my favorite omelets is like that traditional French omelet with just herbs. It's so good. And the summertime is the time to make something like that. You can also just not worry about mixing it in if your kids won't like that, if you have picky eaters. And in the summer, when you have delicious fresh tomatoes, you have delicious fresh herbs, you can just make literally a plain omelet without the cheese, right? So your kid just gets eggs. Good. Here. Great. High protein. And then you can sprinkle some like diced cherry tomato and herbs that you macerate in just a little bit of white wine vinegar or something like that and crumble it on top, or crumble a fresh farmer's cheese or feta cheese on top. Doesn't even necessarily have to go in. I do this a lot because Oliver doesn't like cheese in his eggs, but Isaac and the rest of us do. So the crumbling on top is like a great solution.
Okay. Are you taking us into sandwiches now?
Oh, should we? Let's do it.
I'm ready. Because you've blown my mind before. I know this is going to sound so silly to turn scrambled eggs into like lunch sandwiches. We talked about this in a sandwich episode where I was like, wait a minute. Scrambled eggs as a sandwich, but also
scrambled
egg salad.
Eggs as a sandwich. And again, I want to encourage you to like be experimental. Like if you're going to your local Asian grocery store, look to find like, is there a Vietnamese sausage? There's a place by my house that makes the most delicious Vietnamese inspired egg sandwich. So it has Vietnamese sausage. It has lightly pickled carrots. It has a sriracha mayo, but it's like, it's a traditional egg sandwich. We're talking about egg with some sort of meat, some sort of veg. If you're going traditional, that just might be sliced tomato or lettuce, cheese optional, and a sauce. Like there are so many different flavor profiles you can use to build that out. My kids love a good egg sandwich. Also think about the bread. That can take it from something that feels like a quick snack or a quick breakfast to dinner, right? So a great roll from your local bakery, biscuits.
Yes.
Right? That makes it heftier. I know that's great for breakfast, but biscuits also would make it for my older kids, that makes it also feel more like dinner than if I were just going to make it on sliced bread.
Right.
You know, so get creative. Egg salad, 1,000%. Egg salad is one of my favorites.
Okay, but you know that I don't love mayo-based salads. My kids and Brian, my husband, they do like egg salad. So we make it for them occasionally. But I also love the idea of not mayo-based egg salad. I think we have a recipe for one that has like cucumbers and tomatoes, and there's like an olive oil and vinegar dressing. It gives like a pickly Mediterranean vibe. And I love that in a pita with like some greens or some crumbled feta or crumbled goat cheese.
Delicious.
That's still a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, I love crusty country bread with hard-boiled eggs that are just sliced. So you smear a little bit of the mayo on the bread itself. Do you like that? Like, do you like mayo?
I can abide by mayo on sandwiches. It's when okay. It's all mixed together. Got I can't get down.
So sometimes I'll take little cornichons and I'll split them down the middle, but you can use like pickled onions, the same thing to get that like tangy thing. And it's literally just mayo on the bread, the cornichon, chives, sliced hard-boiled eggs. You can add arugula. You can add other herbs. You can add a little green mustard too. You can add prosciutto. That is a really great sandwich too.
Also, you got my mind spinning about tomato toast with eggs or avocado toast with eggs. And that could be fried or hard-boiled egg. And that like tomato toast or grated. Oh, grated. I have yet to try that. I've got to do it.
I know. That was a thing. And it looks really freaking good, actually.
But does it also look annoying to grate the egg? We might have to do a reel and review it. I feel like the eggs have to be really cold in order to grate well.
I agree with you. And to get those last bits so that you don't get like a really fine grate and then like two pieces of punky egg white.
And you're like, oh, let me just gnaw on this.
Yeah, totally.
Distracted from my tomato, which is really the star here.
That's true. Yes. But a way to make tomato toast to dinner or a lunch.
Add an egg
because it just fills everybody up and it gets that protein hit in. I don't know. I think that that's like a great way to make tomato toast.
Honestly, I feel like you could end the episode there. Like if nothing else, if you take nothing else away from this episode, everything that you like to eat in the summer, if you just add an egg, panzanella.
Oh, yeah.
With an egg.
Yes.
Pasta with an egg.
I got one. I'm so excited. Pizza with an egg on it.
Yes.
But use a frozen pie. You don't even have to make that. If you're feeling fancy and it's the weekend and you have time, go ahead, knock yourself out. Make a homemade pizza and you can cook it in the oven or on the grill because it's summertime. But you know what? Just grab that frozen pizza, crack a couple of eggs on it, put it in the oven or on the grill. Boom!
I'm literally the mind blow emoji right now. I forget about pizza eggs.
Dude, that's my favorite. I remember exactly where I was in Rome the first time I had egg on a pizza. It was so many years ago in my 20s. And I was like, and then you cut the yolk and it runs all over the pizza and it's delicious. And then you can put pancetta or, you know what, just bacon or ham on it. And it's so good.
Yes.
And hey, that makes me think breakfast pizza.
Oh, really? Breakfast. I was going to say now I'm for some reason in LA eating burrata with you and thinking, why aren't we just doing burrata and eggs and tomatoes?
Ooh. I love it.
Also, I can't believe I didn't shout out hard-boiled eggs as just like part of a snack plate, whether that's for breakfast or for lunch or dinner, like cucumbers, cherry tomatoes. Maybe you have like leftover zucchini fritters or bread. Make it snacky.
Yeah. Get a couple of good dips like tzatziki too. So yummy. And also, fry an egg and put it on your leftovers. An egg is a really great way to stretch it. You can also, if you have leftover grains or rice, go like the fried rice route as well. And I just want to point out, a lot of fried rice recipes call for egg, scrambled egg, but just like a small amount. It's like a little, like small element of your fried rice. But feel free to up that so that there's much more scrambled egg in your fried rice. It feels a little different, but it, again, stretches it further, makes it heftier, and it's still totally delicious. I mean, the flavor profile is there. You're already enjoying that.
Yeah. Remember in the early 2000s when breakfast fried rice or bacon and egg fried rice was like a really big trend?
Yes.
That's what that makes me think of.
But like, that's just leftovers. You have leftover rice, you have leftover ramen, or even just fresh ramen since it takes 2 minutes to make. You have a whole bunch of leftover grilled veggies that you don't know what to do with. Treat it like a hash, warm it up and just fry an egg and put it on top with bread.
Yes. Oh, I had one more thing I wanted to add about the fried rice. I wrote about this and we'll include it in the show notes many moons ago for Kitchen, but there is this Japanese style omelet. I'm using the word omelet a little bit loosely, where you're basically taking scrambled eggs and you're cooking them to make like a very thin pancake in a nonstick skillet. And then you can dump that pancake or roll it out onto a cutting board and then slice it into little ribbons. That is a technique I used a lot for my kids when they were younger for things like fried rice or grain bowls as a way to like help them eat it. But it's also really great if you have toddlers or like new eaters and you want to serve them eggs in a like easier to pick up
method. I love it.
It's like egg noodles
too. Yeah, so I was just gonna say ribbons, which is so fun.
Yes.
I mean, all right, so like I feel like this episode could feed you all summer. So many good ideas.
I agree. I think we did great, Phyllis.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
I think we should.
Well, you know what we're going to say, right? Tons more inspiration from our community. They're going to have so many more ideas about eggs. So you should be joining us there. You should be chiming in. Also, you have a lot of great ideas about eggs and we want to hear them. So you can find out more about our listeners community at didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community. And remember, 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 there is a free area. You don't have to become a supporting member. So join us so that you can just chime in and be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. You can also keep in touch with us on Instagram where we're at Didn't I Just Feed You, or by signing up for our newsletter. Do not forget to subscribe to Didn't I Just Feed You, or leave a rating or a review, or share this episode with a friend. A huge thank you to our editor, Samantha Gatzik. I'm Megan.
And I'm Stacey. Stay sane and well-fed until next week.
Be sure to subscribe to Didn't I Just Feed You wherever you're listening. And don't forget to rate and review.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.